1001 Songs with me, your host, Seth Tetley Jones, just like we do at 8 p.m. every Monday night. Now, 1001 Songs, for those of you who, for some reason, haven't really, don't know yet, is a collection of 1001 songs selected by the Australian music broadcaster and journalist. In fact, I don't know if he is a broadcaster. I'm the broadcaster, I forgot. He writes things. Well, I don't generally write things. I just say them then, which has its merits, I suppose. But what Toby Creswell says, what he's written here, is that these are 1001 songs that will enrich your life and broaden your palates. Some of those songs are truly awful. John Lennon's Imagine is, in my opinion, pretentious and insincere, but I know I'm in the minority there. On the other hand, some songs, I believe, should be the apotheosis of Western art, like, say, Tommy James and the Shondells' Hanky Panky, which you may think to be rubbish. We haven't had that. We haven't had Imagine either, actually. But I've never heard of the latter. I probably should have, but I haven't. But there you are. But beyond opinions, this book will, I hope, provide some background about the tunes and a point of view from which you can hear things differently, perhaps discover gems and rediscover classics. That's Toby Creswell, ladies and gentlemen, writer of 1001 Songs, the great songs of all time, and the artists, the stories, and the secrets behind them. Here we are on page 308 with Prince... and When You Were Mine, page 308, which at this point there's an ant crawling across, and I'm not going to keep, and I can't keep talking until I've squashed that ant, there we go. It just bothers me to have an ant crawling across the page when I'm trying to read it. I don't have anything against ants personally, but I just don't really like living, sharing my house with them where I can avoid it. Not that this is my house, this is Waiheke Radio, but I don't like sharing a radio station with them, neither. But anyway, this is Waiheke Radio on 88.3 and 107.4 FM, www.waihekeradio.org.nz, and this is Prince and When You Were Mine, which appears on his 1980 album, Dirty Mind. Prince's third album for Warner Brothers continues his safari through the jungle of teenage lust and heavy breathing. And that's a quote from the Minneapolis Tribune from the 7th of November 1980. Prince's second albums had sold over a million copies, mostly to a black audience. For his third, Dirty Mind, Prince was determined to cross over. He was seen as an oversexed junior Rick James who couldn't keep his clothes on. Few pundits could see the influence that Prince would have on music after this. There was some curiosity value in the fact that this man with only one name wrote, recorded, and produced almost every note on his records and had been doing so since his teens. Beyond the curiosity value, though, Prince was clearly imparting a singular vision more strongly than most. Prince wrote about sex, which has a slightly different meaning to Prince Shaw wrote about sex, but nevertheless, he did write about sex. Oral pleasure, incest, multiple partners. Prince pushed the boundaries. He might have published them as well, but here we are where he's pushing them. According to keyboard player Matt Fink, this really was him at the time. He was rejoicing in his own sexuality. He was saying, sex is a reality, don't be afraid of it. Songs like When You Were Mine, however, were not only sexually adventurous, but also sonically so. The production was borrowed from Curtis Mayfield and New Wave Pop, but had its core a hook that couldn't be beat. He knew he was entering some hot soup any time you do when you're pushing the envelope, you know, said drummer Bobby Zed. Probably be Bobby Z, actually, because he's American, but I really want to say Bobby Zed. I'll just call him Bobby Zed. You can imagine Bobby Z, but he'll always be Bobby Zed to me. He really found himself with that album. I think he wrote better songs. The roughness of it gave an edge. It was a little more garage-sounding. Is it garage? How do they say garage? It's like that, I think. Anyway, the cover, stark black and white photo of Prince against bed springs wearing a military outfit over nothing more than his underwear, is a statement of intent. Of course, it was a risky record, co-manager Bob Cavallo said. Some thought we were losing our minds. And this is Prince and When You Were Mine. You've been listening to Prince there with When You Were Mine right here on Waiheke Radio 88.3 and 107.4 FM with me, Seth Tetley-Jones, and 1001 Songs. Love My Way by the Psychedelic Furs, which is from 1982 and appears on their album Forever Now, and this is a song about what to do when your girlfriend is bisexual. The Psychedelic Furs, according to singer and writer Richard Butler, spearheaded the second wave of the New Wave in early 1980s. Butler's influences were primarily the Velvet Underground, Bob Dylan and David Bowie. The sound and the atmosphere of their early records, energetic, slightly speedy and dreamy, and had established with the help of producer Steve Lillywhite, we've heard of him before, haven't we? Haven't we, ladies and gentlemen? That's right, we've heard of him, I can't remember where, but we've heard of him several times over the course of 1000 1001 Songs. I believe he was a prominent producer around the time that this album was produced. And Steve Lillywhite, for the third, they moved to Bearsville to work with amateur of art rock Todd Rundgren. I supposed to have been working. I was supposed to have been working on a song which I hadn't done, Butler said. I had one of those stylophone things, and I had this da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Just those two changes. I really should have listened to the song a little bit more carefully because I can't work out where that bit is. But I'm sure you'll find out in a minute when you hear the track. I'd been listening to David Bowie's Scary Monsters, and that must have informed it a bit, and came up with a vocal melody and all the words in about the space of an hour. We put it down, and then Ed Weller, a friend of ours, came round with his keyboard and put the marimba part on. We sent it off to Todd, who said, we'll need the vocals to sound a bit angry. Why don't you try singing a little bit more? And I was like, yeah, okay. Unlike the Bunnymen, their other British contemporaries, oh, they were British, I didn't realise they were British. Like I say, it's about as accurate as my da-da-da-da-da-da-da-na-na-na-na. In fact, I don't think I even got the right number of da-da-da-da-da-na-na-nas in there before. Let's see, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 da's, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 na's. Oh no, there are just 6 na's. It's just that when you have lots of na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na together, then it you kind of get a bit distorted in terms of your vision and have difficulty focusing visually. Unlike the Bunnymen and their other British contemporaries, the Furs were more intimate, more flesh and blood, and more sexy. There is an effeteness to Butler's singing that betrays the degree of honesty. As the name implies, they're looking for a heightened experience, but not simply art for art's sake. We did the sound of the band really came together completely by accident, said the Butler. We weren't very good musicians. We still aren't. It's an ideas thing. And this is the Psychedelic Furs and Love My Way.
Follow.
Psychedelic Furs and Love My Way right here on Waiheke Radio 88.3 and 107.4. I have also been recently informed that a certain statistical percentage of you are listening over the internet. I can't remember what that percentage is, but nevertheless, if you are listening over the internet or you wish to listen over the internet, you go to www.waihikiradio.org.nz and there you can find listening to the radio over the internet, which we is a very novel concept, and we actually call it live streaming. As well as live streaming, there are various other goodies such as on demand shows where you can listen to the shows on demand. For instance, my show's up there, and this very show will be available for the next week. If you look at it, 1001 songs page. However, right here and now on Waiheke Radio, we've got the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, and Will the Circle Be Unbroken? In the 20s, although the song was released in 1972, in the 20s, A.P. Carter, one of the first and most prolific country songwriters, took 19th century Scottish and English ballads and the folk music of his time, spiced them with some jazz and blues, and pushed them through a string band arrangement. This formula has remained true to this day. As country music evolved and grew in popularity, the hillbilly music remained a backwater, and notable mostly for giving us the theme of the Beverly Hillbillies. Perhaps then it's fitting that the film Oh Brother, Where Art Thou spurred the most recent bluegrass revival. In amongst the hockey settings and cliches, there are timeless truths to be discovered. Where exactly is the Nitty Gritty Bert Dand, which is Joe McEwen, Jeff Hanna, which Hanna doesn't have an H on the end, but it does have two N's. Just thought I'd make that clear to you. Jimmy Fadden. Jimmy has an IE on the end. Les Thompson. That's Thompson with a P, as in Philadelphia. And Jim Ibbotson. And Ibbotson is with an I. Now that you're in no doubt of how to spell any of their names, except for the letters which I haven't mentioned, and I really can't be bothered going over them again. In fact, why don't you just get the book yourself if you really want to know how they're spelt? We're searching for 6 days in August of 1971, where they assembled the living legends of country for what became a three-album disc appropriately titled Will the Circle Be Unbroken? You have to cast your mind back to a time when guys like the Dirt Band, with hair down to their necks, stood across a chasm of the ages from rednecks. Easy Rider was only 2 years in the can, and the sentiments in that film's finale as the rednecks murdered the long hairs were not far from anyone's mind. By the time tape rolled, the players on this album included Roy Acuff, Earl Scruggs, Randy Scruggs, Merle Travis, Doc Watson, and Mother Maybelle Carter, three generations of country royalty, to which they added some newcomers, Norman Blake and fiddler Vassar Clements. Of these characters, Earl Scruggs invented bluegrass banjo when he was with Bill Monroe, while Mother Maybelle Carter made her first record. I don't know where I got made. I think I read the line below which says Johnny Cash, but we'll get Johnny Cash to Johnny Cash in a minute. Anyway, Mother Maybelle Carter made her first record in 1928 with the Carter family. Her daughter June was to marry Johnny Cash, and their children Carlene Carter and Roseanne Cash continued the family business. Doc Watson, a blind guitarist from North Carolina, if you remember, quite some months ago now, we did have 1001 songs. He did appear on that for a song called Deep River Blues, which sort of goes, ah, goddamn Deep River Blues, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I thought it was quite good, actually, but I don't know if you remember it. Anyway, Doc Watson, a blind guitarist from North Carolina, was one of the three most influential guitar pickers of last century. The other one, Merle Travis, after whom Watson named his son, was also at these sessions. It was the first time the two had met. Family, the real Rock of Ages, runs through every moment of this album. There's a palpable sense of time being conquered, of the thickness of both music and blood. Tracks here are often familiar. Keep on the Sunny Side, Tennessee Stud, Wreck on the Highway, I Saw the Light, 9-Pound Hammer, Honky Tonkin', Orange Blossom Special, Wabash Cannonball, Lost Highway, I'm Thinking Tonight of My Blue Eyes, I'm a Pilgrim, how long will this list go on for Toby Cresswell? Wildwood Flower and Soldier's Joy. These renditions have freshness of truly sublime art. The album's penultimate song is, appropriately, the Carter family's hymn, Will the Circle Be Unbroken, performed with three generations of musicians who loved their country music pure. And this is the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band with Will the Circle Be Unbroken.
What kind of old harp is that?
Oh, it's an Appalachian.
They're pretty good, aren't they?
Yeah, they were new. That was a new one.
Boy, ain't it a job to string one of them.
I wouldn't string you. I tried that one time, and I blistered my hand. I said, never again. I'll throw a thing away before I'll put a whole set of strings on.
I can do it without blistering my hand, but I'd touch a few times before I got it.
How about
the
nitty-gritty dirt sound?
I was standing by my window on one cold and cloudy day when I saw thee, hearse come rolling for to carry my mother away. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Undertaker, please drive slow, for this body you are hauling, Lord, I hate to see her go. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home sky, Lord, in the sky.
Come in, Doc Washington.
I will follow close behind her, try to
lonesome, miss my mother, she was gone. All my brothers
sister's crying. What a home so sad and lone.
Don't you just love that texture? That was the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, and Will the Circle Be Unbroken here on Waiheke Radio 88.3 and 107.4 FM. I Walk on Gilded Splinters by Dr. John, the Night Tripper. That is Dr. John. That is not some other artist with a similar name. You know, it's not as if there's another person who is not Dr. John who's used Dr. John's name but just added the Night Tripper after it. This really is Dr. John, the Night Tripper, who is Dr. John. I've never heard him called Dr. John the Night Tripper. Maybe I'm a little bit ignorant in that respect. First song of his I ever remember hearing was Me Minus You Equals Loneliness. But that's not here. Right now we've got I Walk on Gilded Splinters, which seems to have an altogether different angle towards life and music in general. Mac Rennenback literally grew up in New Orleans music scene alongside Fats Domino, Dave Bartholomew, and the blues and R&B artists who also played the New Orleans clubs and bordellos. In the mid-1960s, he moved to Los Angeles, where he teamed up with another Crescent City native, Harold Battisti, who was working with Sonny Bono. Using some Sonny and Cher downtime, Battisti and Rennenback collected other New Orleans immigrants to cut the Gree Gree album, a deep, swampy, funkified version of New Orleans music that was further out than any acid rock on the FM airwaves. For the album, Rennenback assumed the position of the persona of Dr. John the Night Tripper, a characterization of a voodoo priest. I had been working on some kind of voodoo idea for years, said Rennenback. The album was closed with the epic I Walk on Gilded Splinters, which bubbles along a sly funk bass and deep ghostly echoed percussion hanging back way behind the beat while Dr. John mumbles his incantations. This is a very spooky and beautiful record. Atlantic reacted to it like, "What the fuck is this? What are we gonna tell our turn the page promotions people?" None of us thought for a name we were for what we were doing, but I knew the priest would do that. Call it voodoo rock or swamp rock or whatever. It was tongue in cheek thing for me. It was the psychedelic period out in California, and I said, "Well, we're gonna give him some new shit to go underground with." I'd always wanted to do that sort of Afrocentric stuff. Really, it was just a gathering of things that went down in our heritage. The Indians, the Africans, the Cajuns, everybody was making up our culture. On Splinters, Dr. John incants his voodoo lyrics, and the mysterious sensuality of the song's groove is as strong as ever. Here we go with Dr. John the Night Tripper and I Walk on Gilded Splinters.
Some people think they jive me, but I know they must be crazy. Don't see their misfortune, else they're just too lazy. Je suis le grand zombie, my yellow belt of charizard. Ain't afraid of no tomcat, fill my brains with poison. Walk through the fire, fly through the smoke. See my enemy at the end of their rope. Walk on pins and needles, what they can do. Walk on gilded splinters with the king of the Zulu. My coffin, drink poison in my chalice. Pride begins to fade, and y'all feel my malice. Put gree-gree on your doorstep, soon you'll be in the gutter. Melt your heart like butter, I can make you stutter. Think about a corn, me kill it, corn, corn. Walk on, kill the splinter. Walk on, me kill it, corn, corn. Walk on, kill the splinter. Gonna give the spinners. sure. Padre Abbo, crabbles on the rocks, pile in the mile, man, 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 too. Un pobre diablo, crank on the road. Pile in the man, 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 pile in the man, man, pepe, no.
That was Dr. John the Night Tripper and I Walk on Gilded Splinters. Now, if you'll excuse the pun, which I feel I really must make, much as I regret it, it's Time for Time by Tom Waits. The Time is Now and It's Time for Time by Tom Waits. See, it wasn't a very good pun, was it? But I did feel that I had to make it. You see, I would have found a better pun in this book, but I'm doing them all in sequence. So when a better pun comes up, I will be sure and tell you. Tom Waits said he wrote the Rain Dogs album thinking of the guy looking back to Philadelphia from Manhattan on the metro liner with the New York Times looking out the window in New York as he pulls out of the station, imagining all the terrible things he doesn't have to be a part of. And this is a deeply melancholy album. Waits' jazz blues muse is orchestrated by Mark Ribot's tense staccato guitar, which squeaks and squawks in the most precise and elliptical lines against the Funeral March bass of Larry Taylor, and Waits' eccentric percussion, bits of drums and glass and metal. All that cacophony is boiled down to just Waits on guitar, Taylor on double bass, and William Schimmel on accordion for the drunken waltz at the heart of this album. Time has the perfect moment between waking and sleep, between life and death, a still point where time itself stops and everything that you can see is simultaneously uplifting and sad and going neither up nor down. You're suspended out of time. The LP's title transfers to the condition of dogs after a rainstorm when all their markings have been washed away. This is Tom Waits and Time.
The smart money's on Harlem, and the moon is in the street, and the shadow boys are breaking all the laws. east of East St. Louis, and the wind is making speeches, and the rain sounds like a round of applause. And Napoleon is weeping in the carnival saloon. His invisible fiance's in the mirror, and the band is going home. It's raining hammers, it's raining nails. It's true, there's nothing left for him down here. And it's time, time, time. And it's time, time, time. And it's time, time, time that you love. And it's time, time, time. And they all pretend they're orphans, and their memory's like a train. You can see it getting smaller as it pulls away. And the things you can't remember tell the things you can't forget. The history puts a saint in every dream. Well, she said she'd stick around until the bandages came off. But these mama's boys just don't know when to quit. And Matilda asked the sailors, all those dreams or all those prayers? So close your eyes, son, this won't hurt a bit. Oh, it's time, time, time. And it's time, time, time. And it's time, time, time that you love. And it's time, time, time. Things are pretty lousy for a calendar girl. The boys just dive right off the cars and splash into the street. And when they're on a roll, she pulls a razor from her boot, and a thousand pigeons fall around her feet. So put a candle in the window and a kiss upon his lips. There's the dish outside the window. Just like a stranger with the weeds in your heart, and pay the fiddler off till I come back again. Oh, it's time, time, time. It's time, time, time. And it's time, time, time that you love. And it's time, time, time. Time, time, time. And it's time, time, time. And it's time, time, time that you love. And it's time, time, time.
Tom Waits with Time.
There is a town in North Ontario.
If you listen to the first verse of Helpless by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, it makes it explicit that this is all... It makes it explicit that this is about as explicit as the North Canadian singer-songwriter is going to get.
Well, it's not much of a specific town as a feeling,
Young said to Nick Kent on the occasion of the former's 50th birthday.
Actually, it's a couple of towns. Omimi, Ontario is one of them. When I first went to school and spent my formative years, actually I was born in Toronto. I was born in Toronto. God, it sounds like a Bruce Springsteen song, but Toronto is only 7 miles from Omimi.
How is that North Canada? I don't know. I think Toby Criswell's got his geography wrong. Maybe I'll have to look it up, but in my understanding was that North Canada was, you know, sort of filled with lots of grassy hills and lakes that freeze a lot often, and snow and ice and Hudson Bay, whereas South Canada was full of the Great Lakes and a very, very high proportion of Canada's population compared with North Canada. I heard somewhere that I think something like 80% of the Canadians' population, of the Canadian population, or of Canada's population, but not of Canada's population, live within 300 miles of the United States border. But I think that I really am getting far too much into statistics tonight. I already had that statistic about how many people listen over the internet, which I couldn't even remember. I really must think of some statistics that I can remember. Anyway, if you want to listen over the internet, it's waihikiradio.org.nz that you go to. But anyway, this is Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young with Helpless. Helpless was Young's first contribution to Crosby, Stills & Nash & Young. It was one of only four songs the group ever recorded together. Other tracks were done individually due to competing personalities. The track has a certain cohesion and warmth that's lacking from much of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Helpless is the delicate ballad that Young sings up to his top register, where he can get the maximum ache to a lyric about lost innocence. The modal arrangement recalls Joni Mitchell's The Circle Game, which was written for Neil Young on the occasion of his 19th birthday. Helpless is a simple, beautifully melancholic, and one of Young's first finest moments. Not first moments, finest moments. He'd had lots of moments in his life before that. In fact, quite a few, seeing as he was already grown up by that stage. But this was one of his finest ones. Here is Crosby, Stills, and Nash with Helpless.
There is a town in North Ontario, a street in my mind, I still need a place to go. All my changes were there. Blue, blue windows behind the stars.
returning now from gazing offensively at maps of Canada. I'd like to tell you that was Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young with Helpless. And this is 1001 Songs, the great songs of all time, and the artists, the stories, and the secrets behind them are selected by Toby Criswell. And next up we've got They Took the Children Away by Archie Roach. The few songs have so clearly, concisely, and emotionally covered the issue of the stolen generation as this. Archie Roach himself was stolen from his parents as a child, and he lived in the halfway hell of many Aboriginals. Roach did it tough, at one point hitting bottom with the bottle. His salvation came through writing poetry and music, and also through his relationship with fellow singer and songwriter Ruby Hunter. I wrote for myself and friends and family, he said. Writing for me at first was cathartic. I was happy working during the day and singing when I felt like it, but I wouldn't change anything. I love this work. Roach's song is emotive without sentimentality. His delivery is spare and considered, but the song packs a terrific punch. Part of its success is that Roach expresses the universality of this matter and within the specifics of the case. You start to get away from this tag of Aboriginal singer-songwriter, he said. What does this mean? Does it mean that I just write songs dealing with Aboriginal people? Of course not. Does Paul Kelly just write songs on music on Irish-Italian themes? Music transcends barriers. I feel obliged when things are going wrong to get up, maybe not so much on behalf of my people, but on behalf of every decent, intelligent, caring person in Australia. And this is Archie Roach, and They Took the Children Away.
This story's right, this story's true. I would not tell lies to you, like the promises they did not keep, and how they fenced us in like sheep, said to us, come take our hand, set us up on mission land, told us to read, to write and pray. Then they took the children away, took the children away, the children away, snatched from their mother's breast, said this is for the best, took them away. Welfare and the police came, said you've got to understand, we'll give to them what you can't give, teach them how to really live, teach them how to live, they said, humiliated them instead, taught them that and taught them this, and others taught them prejudice, and took the children away, the children away, breaking their mother's heart, tearing us all apart, took them away. One dark day on Framlingham, came and didn't give a damn, my mother cried, go get their dad, he came running, mother's tears were falling down. Dad shaped up and stood his ground. He said, you touch my kids and you fight me. Then they took the stronger family, took us away. They took us away. Snatched from our mother's breast, said this is for the best, took us away. Thank you.
lifted us up again and gave us gifts to ease the pain. Sent us off to foster homes. As we grew up, we felt alone, 'cause we were acting white, yet feeling black. One sweet day, all the children came back.
The children came back. The children came back. Back where their hearts grow strong, back where they all belong. The children came back. Said the children came back. The children came back. Back where they understand, back to their mother's land. The children came back. Back to their mother, back to their father, back to their sister, back to their brother, back to their people, back to their land. All the children came back. Yes, I came back.
Archie Roach, they took the children away. You've been listening to 1001 Songs, the great songs of all time, and the artists, the stories, and the secrets behind them, selected by Toby Creswell, presented by Seth Tetley-Jones, aired on Waiheke Radio 88.3, 107.4, www.waihekeradio.org.nz. Every now and again, I have a go at saying that all in one breath. It's quite tricky. Use your diaphragm. I'll be back next week. 8... till 9 Monday evenings, and of course my show, as always, is repeated Saturday afternoons, 2 p.m.